from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel any irony whatsoever in starting off an atheist podcast with a Christian rock band song?
I don't think that it would be that ironic. It's more like unfortunate.
What, unfortunate that they're Christian?
That evil Christians. Don't you think that it's always one of those things where everybody says, oh, isn't this ironic? And in reality, it's just not ironic. It's just, it's a weird coincidence. Well, irony is like a fucking fire truck bursting into flames. You know what I mean? That's irony for you. It has to be delicious. It's delicious. This is not so delicious. This is a song.
I am sorry, but I mean, a fire truck bursting into flames is ironic, and so is a Christian song opening up an atheist podcast.
Look, I don't know. How many
atheist
bands are out there, like, actively atheist? I mean, there's Marilyn Manson, and who else?
I think Marilyn Manson is more of a anarchist.
Agnostic.
No, he
always talks about, like, shit about God. So
yeah, I know, but if he's saying God is dead, that kind of implies that God used to be alive. He's all into that whole, like, don't assume.
The point is there's only about Matthew Good. Is he not Matthew Good?
Matthew
Dave? No, wait,
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews. He's the only atheist singer I fucking know.
Yeah, I'm trying. Well, it's just because, you know, you sing songs and they got to be kind of romantic and interesting and full of flights of fancy. And if you don't have God to sing about or, like, wonder and stuff, what do you sing about? Worms eating my brains?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah. I'm going to talk about the new format of the show.
It's new and improved.
It's a bit of a 2.0. I like to think that it's, like, you know, 3.0, because we tried this before.
Here's my proposition. Failed. More Ryan, less Jake.
Yeah, that's not
what
actually happening.
Think?
The new format has more me.
Oh,
yeah,
very nice.
Okay, the format basically goes like this. We discuss a few pieces of news, and then we close up with a rant, because people like the rants.
Okay.
So I'm going to give them more of what they want, which is less of you.
Oh, yes, that's exactly how it works.
Well, you don't get emails for it. I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry to tell you.
That's all good.
All right. Well, first of all, we're going to talk about one piece of news. The Pope wrapped up his visit to the U.S. Mm. There was a few people on the site that were commenting, and they were asking, do you think this is kind of outrageous? Does this violate separation of church and state? There was a couple things. I mean, number one, he did raise some controversy among certain politicians who felt that it was overstepping the boundary, sort of like showing support for one religion in favor of another.
As long as the Pope doesn't come out and be like, Obama is evil, then that's pretty much where that
You just don't want him crapping all over your boy Obama or something?
You know what? Even if he picked Hillary, I'd be pretty upset, just because that would just prove that he's got no taste.
he's never really dated a woman, so he just doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to women in general. In fact, being a Christian, he hates women.
My goodness.
A Catholic. They really don't like him.
But see, here's the thing. He's an old guy, so he must hate black people, too. So I was like, which hate outweighs the other one?
He was a Nazi.
Yes,
I think
he
would prefer a woman to a black man. The other thing, too, was that the Pope praised American freedom and democracy, which I think has a certain level of irony. There's some irony right there, rather than my song, sort of like a theocracy that functions like an oligarchy, praising freedom and democracy. I'm like, I think that's kind of weird. Mm. They don't really practice much freedom and democracy within the Christian religion.
But did he kind of bring up the fact, like, you know, oh, praise the freedom and praise the democracy, but hey, on a side note, about all that torturing and all of that oppression of democracy and democratic rights and stuff, did he say anything like that, or did he just kind of keep a coke and a smile and nothing else?
You know, the one point that he brought up, which is what I wanted to discuss with you, is the fact that he brought up the issue of illegal immigrants, actually. And he said that, not that he was criticizing outright the treatment of the states regarding that, but he was saying that they needed to treat them more humanely, their treatment didn't necessarily reflect Christian values. And I think that that's more of the controversy coming from these politicians, because I don't really actually think that most politicians give a crap about separation of church and state, to be honest. But what they do care about is some political figure coming in, especially a religious one, telling him, well, you know, you need to treat your illegal immigrants better because this is a big issue in the States. We don't get this.
Yeah.
Because...
because we don't have anybody washing up on our shores.
No, we don't have wet foot, dry foot policy.
Exactly.
But you know what? We probably should, because if you come swimming all the way from Great Britain or something like that, we probably should have a wet foot, dry foot policy.
True that.
I mean, our water is freaking cold.
You know what we should do? We should put, like, you know, a Canada pole in the middle of Africa where it's like, anybody that touches the Canada pole turns into a Canadian.
Canada. And it's a really high mountain. It's, like, really dangerous.
Exactly.
And you have to... you have to do, like, the whole Canada challenge where you have to, like, live in the cold for, like, 10 days or something like that, camp out there, and you got to, like, drink nothing but maple syrup or something ridiculous.
Oh, man, I've got some hardcore, ridiculous, unfeasible thoughts on illegal immigrants or on immigration in general. I'm just like, just give them all that useless area up in the north. But then people are like, well, then you create second-class citizens and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man... They would rather live up there than living in Darfur, man. We should just give them
this
Nunavut.
This is why you're not a politician, because that is a terrible idea. Be like, why don't we just put them in these camps?
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell your background is Australian.
I know, but this is what I was about to say, is that, the Pope comes in and he talks shit about the... About how the Americans treat this, but I mean, he's in the wrong place. Go down to Australia, where they just put people in camps forever, where people are like sewing their mouths shut to try and protest, and no one even cares. It's like, yeah, someone showed their mouth shut. Who cares?
It's like, they should get out of old country.
Exactly.
There's illegal immigrants. They're the big problem around here.
Those beaches are ours.
it's really kind of like the question of immigration is pretty fundamentally weird. We had an American friend. He came down from New York. He's originally from Kansas, and he was talking about illegal immigrants, and he didn't seem too pleased by them either. And meanwhile, he's still a liberal and a progressive here. But, you know, you can tell that the question of illegal immigrants is rubbing him pretty wrong, because our whole thing was like, listen, they're taking the jobs you don't freaking want. You don't have socialized health care, so it's not as though they're leaning on that very much, although... ironically, actually, they pay more for health care than we do, despite not having any. And they just generally don't seem to like them. And his background, I believe, was Irish, ironically enough. This is the part that kind of like confuses me a little bit. But just to get back to the whole Pope thing, I want to hear what your thoughts are, because I'm pretty sure you don't really give a crap about the Pope coming to the U.S.
I honestly couldn't care less. I heard a little bit about it, and the only reason that I paid any attention, because there was like, Pope-mobile, Pope came in his Pope-mobile. I'm like, shut up about the Pope-mobile. No one gives a crap. It's like, is what he's saying and what he's doing so unimportant that all of the headlines have to include the fact that he's in the Pope-mobile? Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's just, some people were just, and this is what I think is silly. Some of the people on the website were all saying, well, our tax money shouldn't go into paying for this guy coming down. I'm like, look, it's not really that much money. If you want to look at where your tax money's going, how about the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of churches that are just basically not having to pay taxes? What about that place? Was it Baltimore? Was that woman who was yelling at that atheist guy?
Yeah,
I forget which state it was, but basically... you know, they gave $1 million to this, like, one church for renovations and stuff like that, even though they really shouldn't do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this sort of thing probably happens all the time. All the time.
And I hear there's also a war that costs some dollars.
A few dollars. Mm-hmm. A few dollars. You know what's funny about that? Just on a side note, they don't even sell any war bonds for this war. You know, any war that's ever lasted in like, ever since First World War, any war that's lasted, like, a few years, people would sell war bonds to try to pay for the war
effort.
The
only way anybody would buy war bonds is if they sold war bonds in the form of war bond toilet paper.
I think, though, you know what? I think they should sell war bonds with, like, photos of celebrities, you know, like a Britney Spears war bond. Mm. And then they might buy it. I mean, they buy rags, which are essentially just as pointless and useless. Mm. So why not just put a celebrity things and just sell it as a war bond paper? Tabloid. War bond tabloid. What do you think?
I don't know.
No good?
No good.
Okay. Moving on to the next thing. It's actually not really a piece of news, but it's something that I wanted to talk about for the show. And it's a bit of a challenge that I'd like to put, and we're going to be talking about this for the next little while.
And have little updates.
A little update. Have little updates. And I'm looking for people to email me. You can email me at jacobforte@gmail.com. I'll be repeating that a little bit later.
Or if you're lonely, email me at ryanharkness@gmail.com.
If you're really lonely, really, really, really lonely.
I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, he will. Oh, he'll send you dirty pics. Anyways, what I want people to do is that I want to become an ordained secular minister here in Canada. Now, in the States, you can do this. I was sent a link to get like the all the papers that you require to do marriages, you know, baptisms if you want to do a secular baptism for some stupid reason.
Or
but whatever.
Secular circumcision.
Secular circumcision. Well, they do that. Most circumcisions are secular unless, you know, you want to actually suck the blood off the infant penis.
Ah.
I know. Anyways, I don't want to talk about that right now. But the point is, in Canada, you cannot do this. And these organizations in the States that give out licenses, they try to apply in Canada and they were denied. So I would like, my challenge is this, I want to be the first secular Canadian minister. That's going to be a little bit tough.
And that's going to be your mission for the next couple of months. What's the general plan? You got a timeline for this? Or are you thinking you're going to like try and get into this? I mean, the wheels turn slowly, but I'm just...
Wheels turn slowly in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Here, my challenge is going to basically be like this. My first step is to try to find a local MP, which is like our version of congressman, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to get them to support this venture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they don't support it, I'm going to sort of like ambush them Michael Moore style and being like, how come as a free citizen in this country I'm not allowed to do this? So it'll be interesting, and hopefully
you know what,
I'll be videotaping
some of this. Just to make it a little bit more interesting, I am going to add to this challenge.
Oh, boy.
And while you are trying to get ordained as a secular minister, I am going to get myself ordained as a minister of Zornok the Wet from the Fifth Galaxy. And that is what I'm going to put on my paperwork, and I'm going to see if they ordain me as a disciple of Zornok the Wet, while you, good sir, are trying to get ordained as a...
As
an atheist? That's ridiculous.
So
but we're going to see...
stupid.
You try it with being an atheist, and I'm going to try it with being Zornok the Wet, and we're going to see who gets ordained first. And I have a feeling that... Zornok the Wet will be doing some marriages pretty soon.
Look, the reason I think that this is doable is because the issue of atheism has really kind of like exploded in the past little while, you know, with Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris. You know, they sold like a few million books each. So
that's just because the people that bought them wanted to pile them high.
No, you know what it is? You know what it, actually, I just thought about this the other day. It just proves that atheists love to read, you know? It doesn't necessarily prove that other people are really buying it and are curious about it that aren't already atheists, but it goes to show you that the atheist is a general reading population. It's a good sign.
Either that or it's like, you know those people in college that buy that book, what is it, The Art of War, and they just put it on their bookcase and they're like,
Yeah, I read The Art of War.
So maybe these people that are just trying to be atheists just put it on their bookcase and they just never read it.
I don't know. I have one friend who hasn't read it yet, and he hasn't.
Sad.
He loves books, but he hates reading them.
I can understand that.
Yeah, a book is a beautiful thing to own, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have comic books and never read them. Maybe it's the same kind of thing. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
The point is, okay, so for that challenge, what I need from people who email me is, obviously, I need some ideas. Like, if you guys have some ideas or some plan, if you've heard of anything... anybody else trying this?
If you've got someone on the inside.
If you got someone on the inside, that would probably also really help a lot. But generally, if you're Canadian and you want to help out, I mean, I might need to do a petition. This is a real possibility. So if any of you out there know a lot about this, I would greatly appreciate your help. And I'm just throwing it out there. Pretty much throwing it out there and seeing what the hell happens.
And once I'm ordained as a minister, anybody that wants to be married under the auspices of Zornok the Wet, email me, ryanharkness@gmail.com.
Yeah, why are you always trying to steal my thunder, man?
I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
Is this the new format?
Here's the thing. I just want to show how awesome it is that I can go there with a tutti-frutti, retardo, non-existent religion. I can still get ordained while you, good sir, cannot. And that is what I want to portray, and I'm going to enjoy doing.
I just think you want to take something away.
But you know what? Afterwards, you can be like, you can parade me out there. And be look, this guy here is a complete retard. He just got ordained under Zornok the Wet. And you're going to be like, it's going to be a good point, a very good point.
It would be very ironical.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There you go. All right. With the that leads me into our next segue, which is the closing rant that I wanted to say. It's going to be a... a loose rent. You can talk about this.
I can interrupt. Right, I can throw off your vibe. When you get that kind of like that steam chug-a-chug,
oh, yeah,
you want me to just come in and be like, hey, what
you,
about
you can throw
what
a bunch about of pennies toast? You can what throw a toast? Bunch of pennies in my chug-a-chuggy.
Nice.
Okay, but for this closing rant, the one thing that I want to say is I want to deal with this issue of some atheists out there who just I find should probably shut their mouths. Before I mention who these people are, and I won't get into the specifics of it, a few weeks ago I put up an article called "Should We Have an Organized Movement Against Religion?" My point was basically that I don't think that we need a movement against religion. More likely than we need a movement that actually helps people that are not religious.
Now, just a quick question here: an organized movement against religion. I think they tried that in China.
That wasn't actually really a non-religious movement because China was never really that religious to begin with. It was actually there were a few atheist sort of movements, but you're thinking Bolshevism and that
kind
of
shit.
Oh yeah,
they did.
You're thinking Russia. You're thinking Russia.
There you go.
Where they wanted to destroy the churches. But you also have to remember at the time the churches represented the old power structure. So I don't even think this was a religiously motivated movement. This was just a these guys hold all the fucking power and we want to kill them. So it's not just saying like, hey, religion is stupid, although obviously that's going to be a good slant if you want to, you know, burn down some churches. And I'm sure everybody once in a while is pretty frustrated from their religion, you know? Sometimes you just want to burn that church, huh? I'm talking to you, listening Christians.
Oh boy, you're just
I'm not encouraging.
You're never getting elected.
I'm not encouraging this. I'm just saying that this could happen.
Mm-hmm. 20 Anyways. Years from now, I can just see that clip on CNN and you having to hold a press conference going, I don't know what I was talking
Mr.
about.
Mr. Fortin, did you make the following statements and be like, I don't recall making any of these, but I may have.
All these radio shows are done while drunk.
We're actually quite sober this one time. No, okay. So basically, to go back to the point, now, there was a lot of people. I posted this on Shoutwire, and the reason I did that is Shoutwire is not exactly the place where you're going to find the bastion of intellectual discourse, but I figured why not put it out there and see what happens. Well, there was a general amount of hate that was coming right out of there and a few nutcases that tracked back and started leaving some comments, but a few of them, which appeared to themselves to be, at least appeared to me to be atheists, said something that I thought was actually completely outrageous, but I've heard these things before, and this is the entire reason why I started this podcast, and some of what these guys were saying, being like, listen, that, you know, being organized, this is what, you know, religions are all about, we shouldn't need to do them, that's not what atheism is. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm pretty sure you get the point, right? You've heard this before?
Yeah, the whole, if we organize, we're going to be just like religion.
Exactly. And to these people, I want to say, you know what? Here's my essential rant. In a nutshell, you're fine to have your opinion. You want to think that? That's great. Good for you. But for one thing, could you just shut the fuck up? Because you don't represent me. You don't represent my opinions. You can represent yours. I'm not going to go to your house and say, hey, you got to be part of my organization or you're not a true atheist. I don't care what you do. You could just put drums on your head and just, you know, smoke hashish all day. I don't care. If that's what you want to do, if you don't want to associate with anybody else that's non-believer, you are completely free to do this. But don't go around telling everybody that does, well, don't do that or else we'll be like religion. How about you mind your own fucking business, huh? Why don't you go back to your basement and play your video games at your mom's house and you can go keep trolling on other sites being like, oh, so I'm going to tell you what atheism is, blah, 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 blah. And you can live out the rest of your life doing that and just masturbating because you don't have a girlfriend. All I'm saying is that I just don't need to hear your opinion on this. I know what your opinion is. You don't want us to do it, and that's fine. That's great. But, you know, don't you get tired of commenting about this? I mean, this is your sole opinion. People are doing it. They're going to do it anyways. You think they're going to change your mind because you have such a great point that somehow being organized is what religion's all about? I mean, last time I checked, A, they had to have dogma. B, they had to have some kind of like mythology to unite them together. And C, they need a little thing called faith, which is just like, well, ignore all evidence and just believe everything that we tell you. And by your own standard, any persons that become organized are instantly a religion. I mean, it's like the Red Cross a religion? I mean, sure, it's got a cross on it, but it doesn't actually mean it's got, you know, it's all Jesus-y here. You got plenty of governments that are, you know, institutions, and they themselves aren't religious either. I mean, I could list you 1,000 institutions, and they're not religious. I mean, all they do is they try to fulfill one particular thing. I mean, sometimes it's they need to help the poor. Other times it's we need to fight malaria. Whatever the hell it is. And the reason that people normally unite is because there's a problem. And in the cases of, say, a lot of atheists, the problem is that people are feeling isolated. People are feeling as though, you know, no one cares. They're surrounded by individuals who are pretty much living in a bubble of delusion. And they're just like, who else am I supposed to, you know, connect with? And some people in some countries, really, if they admit that they're an atheist, they'll either be, you know, kicked out of their homes, you know, chased across the street, or possibly beheaded. I mean, it is a crime in some countries to be an atheist. And if you don't think that there's a movement that needs to be organized to try to protect and help these people, I mean, who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to just say, no, we don't need this? It's just evil. We just, you know, everyone will stop believing eventually, and this is just going to happen nice and organically. Oh, yeah, buddy. It's been going real smooth for the past, you know, 130-odd years that atheism could really be described as an ism. So to you guys, I just got to say, like, please, shut your mouth. Go back to your mom's basement. I really don't want to hear you. I'm sick and tired of your opinions. Honestly, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and everybody who listens to the show, well, at least a great portion of them, they want it. They're looking forward to, you know, a really organized kind of movement, trying to get together, sharing ideas, making new connections and friendships. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You want to, any closing?
Basically, yeah. I mean, I'll agree with your idea that these people are naysayers. And I'm not going to say shut your mouth, because I'd like to hear what they have to say. And then I'd like to destroy their argument and then have them shut their mouths.
Well, the problem is, their minds are already made up. You can't destroy their argument. You can't destroy the argument to someone who's just be like, I'm not going to listen to you. Well, what are you going to say?
I don't know. Basically, you just have to, if the question is out there, then you get to answer it. And it basically is another tool to bring more people into the fold. I mean, not everybody's minds are made up. Most people, I mean, look at it this way. People are inherently like followers, right? And they follow certain people, certain influencers out there. And if one of the influencers is basically saying, you know, atheism is an individual thing and it's not a group thing, that's that argument. And you should go out there and you should knock that down.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now.
And now I agree with you on the idea that these people that are just, you know, hardcore about it, When you're talking about it, you're making a group. It's like coming to Alcoholics Anonymous and going, but drinking is fun. It's fun. Let's all drink. It's like, no, sir, you know, this group here is about not drinking. So you can go and you can drink, but don't do it around here. So it's the same with this atheist group. It's like these people are going to keep on getting in your face, and they're going to keep on saying, this is a bad idea. This is all wrong. And it's like, you know.
Well, there'll always be naysayers regardless of what you want to do. I mean, if we always listen
haters,
to naysayers,
always haters.
There are always haters. I mean, if you listen to most of these guys, we wouldn't do anything. Mm. It's like the same asshole who keeps telling you, no, you don't want to do that, man. You don't want to do your dream. You're going to fail. You're going to fail.
What if
you fail? And
then
you would be broke. What if, and be like, yeah, what if I fail? But what if we succeed? I mean, that's like the better question, isn't it? Mm. I mean, we all know what will happen if, you know, this whole thing fails. Everybody's going to go home and they're going to be like, well, I guess that's over. And I guess those naysayers are right. But if we're, you know, if we're right, I think that's a little bit more promising, a little bit more interesting than what these guys have to say. And I mean, I guess for me, I'm just really sick and tired of hearing the same arguments from the naysayers.
Who aren't achieving any kind of difference in the atheist scene. It's like, I mean, if you look at it, if there was a tug of war right now between atheism and general religion, I would say that atheists are still losing.
Oh, God. I mean, it's like herding cats, for God's sakes. And the whole reason is because of this naysayer attitude that keeps permeating itself. This idea that, well, if we just try to sort of like organize and that kind of stuff, we'll become just like religion. And there's this real fear. What's interesting about that, too, is the way that religions will kind of, like, utilize that fear and say, like, you see, you're just like us. But meanwhile, I'll be like, and you're proud of this? You know what I mean? You feel like one of these religions and being like, here you are boasting that we're just like you, but we don't want to be like you because we think it's evil. You're not exactly sort of making your case sound a lot better. Mm. And I can...
Is that ironic?
No.
Is this the irony
that
show?
That is
the
also,
irony episode?
That's more tragic.
Oh, okay.
Actually, maybe that qualifies as irony.
Let's ask Alanis Morissette.
Apparently, she's really off on that.
No, the whole point of the song is that it was ironic that a song about...
No, I don't think so.
That was it.
That was not it.
I read her books, man. I know what's all
about.
Dude,
after the fact, sure, it's easy when an English professor tells you you're full of shit.
Hmm.
You know, like, I'm going to, you know, go back and retract. When people play back some of the things that we said on the other shows, I'm going to retract.
You just don't like her because she played God in that movie.
I'm just a hater.
You're a naysayer.
I'm a naysayer. I'm saying nay to Alanisism.
Terrible.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to wrap things up. It's a bit of a shorter episode this week.
But don't worry. We're going to tell you this. Shows are going to come a lot more regularly.
They're going to come a lot more regularly. I mean, you want to tell them why we were a little irregular on the shows?
Because you were lazy?
No. No, it wasn't. Oh,
is this my fault?
It's both our faults.
Oh.
Well, the whole thing is, I mean, we were having a difficult time. We have another podcast. We have another website that we're trying to develop.
We do other things.
We do other things. And, you know, it's kind of hard to have three jobs. It gets a little tiresome.
Shed a tear for us.
Shed a tear for us.
If any of you guys out there are multimillionaires, throw us a couple cow, you know.
Throw us a freaking bone. I mean, I know some of you have a lot of money mm-hmm. and you love the show. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's not bad.
It's not tax deductible, and you don't get anything back, but you might feel okay about it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess. But you know what? If I become an ordained secular minister, maybe I can create a secular ministry, and maybe I can be tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole idea is, here's the thing. I mean, I don't want to make a slippery slope, and if it's such a thing as possible, I would kind of like to basically be saying, well, what about us that don't have any belief? We still like to get together. Why do I have to pay freaking taxes to do that, huh?
Hmm.
Huh? I think it'd be all right. I mean, maybe this is a case where we become just like religion. That might be the beginning of it.
Sounds like a case where you're going to end up in jail with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, he's getting 3 years. They're making an example out of that poor bastard.
Indeed.
No, but basically I moved back in with Ryan. We were living apart, and that's actually kind of tough trying to coordinate doing lots of work together. But now that we're back in, I'm again, you know, hitting the books, so we have plenty of subjects, trying to keep everybody happy. And filled with their podcast, you know, crack.
And I promise to cut down on drinking, so we won't be doing the show drunk as much.
We never did the show drunk.
Yes, that's right.
No, we would start drinking, and then after we were finished, we would do the other show.
True that.
Then we'd be nice and drunk.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's go get some beers.
Let's go get some beers.